أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا أقسم بالخنس، الجوار الكنس، والليل إذا عسعس، والصبح إذا تنفس، إنه لقول رسول كريم، ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين، مطاع ثم أمين. Sadaqallahul Azim. After Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the happenings and the occurrences that will take place on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala takes some qasams, Allah Ta'ala swears some oaths, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ. So I swear, I take the qasam of Al-Khunnas. Al-Khunnas refers to those stars or those planets that reverse. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking particularly about some of the planets that was believed in those days, like Venus, Saturn, Mercury, etc., that these planets move in a fixed orbit and then they retract from those orbits, obviously according to the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Al-Jawari al-Kunnas, these stars, they move in a fixed pattern, they move in a straight line, and at the same time Al-Kunnas, they would also sometimes disappear. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is taking this qasam of this great phenomenon that takes place in the Milky Way. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat continues and He says, wal layli idha as'as, and qasam of the night when it spreads its darkness, when the night appears and then the night becomes dark and the darknesses set in very, very fast. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, and قَسَمْ of the morning when it breathes, when it brings a fresh bout of light, and more often we will find that it comes with a slight breeze showing us or indicating to us or giving us the impression that there is a fresh breath of life that has come, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes these qasams. Now when we analyze these qasams, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked about the first qasam, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ أَلْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ, the appearing and the disappearing and the moving of the stars and the retracting of the stars. So he used to say that at night a person sees the stars, and then during the day, that stars are gone. But then again, we find that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes the qasam of darkness, the darknesses of the night, and Allah Ta'ala takes the qasam of the fresh morning light that comes in. And some of the ulama have expressed a very, very unique and interesting view, that here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to speak about the wahi, the revelation that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent down to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the verses after this. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to show us that from time to time Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent different stars in the form of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. They were the brightnesses for the people, and then these stars came and then these stars left. So there was this continuous system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala insofar as wahi was concerned. Then the darkness of the night that our Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had come, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala raised him to the sky, and then a period of about 6 centuries passed, no Nabi in between, darknesses of zulm, darknesses of ignorance had set into insan, and then وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسْ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, then that fresh breath of morning light had come with our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are some of the explanations of the ulama that why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has very uniquely and particularly taken these qasams to show us that there was darkness, but then our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. He came with this deen of Islam. He had come with Quran, the revelation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and obviously once again we find that light had spread throughout the surface of the earth. Innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem, referring to Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly it, the Quran, is the qawl, is the words of the rasul, of the messenger of Allah rabbul izzat, kareemun, that messenger that was kareem, was noble, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. His nobility can never ever be questioned, and he had brought this Quran to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the quwwatin, and having power insofar as the spirituality of an angel is concerned, that is not for discussion. And then the spirituality of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to a far greater extent, the power and the strength of his spirituality, the strength of his physical body, the strength of the words of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, the strength of his deeds and actions, all of it, the quwwa, absolutely, absolutely strong and having power, inda dhil arshi makin, by or in front of the Lord of the Arsh, the Lord of the throne, makin, that is lofty and high. And here again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show us that Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he held this very high and lofty position, and that is what you and I should also aspire for, a lofty position in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Positions in front of people sometimes can be a very superficial thing, but when a person gains position by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then obviously that person has a real and lofty position. For certainly the best and the greatest and the most genuine of all positions is the position by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, muta'in thamma. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam's other quality, that he was obeyed over there. All the angels would obey Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, a person of real status in and around the beings that were in his surroundings, that all the angels, all the malaika would obey Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, ameen, and then of course trustworthy. And such were the qualities of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that brought this kitab, this Quran, to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.